That must mean it's the first Friday of the month. Joining us from the Northfield Public Library, it's Northfield's chief librarian, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie.
Oh, good morning. I'm going to have that song stuck in my head all day.
That's a wonderful song to have stuck in your head. You have, this has been quite an interesting morning. And by when I say that, I mean 10 minutes. Last 10 minutes. Because while you are in here right now alone, you were joined, walked across the street from the library by none other than Sparkles, the unicorn.
Sparkles the Unicorn escorted me into the station this morning.
I got to meet Sparkles.
Finally.
And Sparkles does exist, doesn't say a whole lot.
But it's bilingual.
Maybe does. What a treat. I got to see Sparkles and Rich. That's going to be the highlight of Rich Mize Day. So that's that may be the best visual aid anyone's ever brought anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to top that.
But you do have some other things. What do you?
Oh, I'm going to overwhelm you with visual aids today, Jeff. We have such an exciting summer reading program that is kicking off on Monday.
Yeah.
So the first Friday in June is just thrilling for so many reasons.
Is this Northfield Reads?
This is our summer reading program.
Okay.
So the Northfield Public Library has done summer reading for ever, probably. Mm-hmm. I've only been here for a couple of years, but I know that libraries around the country usually participate in summer reading in some way. So we put out a summer reading challenge. This year, it's a little bit different, and we're really excited to include adults in the summer reading challenge. So I'm issuing the challenge officially to Rich and Jeff here at KYNN to sign up and participate. So you will run the bases on our baseball-themed summer reading challenge.
Okay.
That in too, to show you.
Oh,
so
look at that.
The characters that we're using in our kind of promotional stuff on our game boards and on the collectible buttons. So these are limited edition collectible buttons. As you run the bases, this was all the artwork that was done by Rocky Casillas. So we're really excited to share his work with the community in this. You complete challenges as you go around the bases.
Okay, I'm looking
at
you. You brought a flyer in here, so I'm kind of looking at that. All right. So it's like three books for every base?
Well, no. So you can substitute reading for any of these challenges. But most of these challenges are geared toward getting folks out into the community doing things, trying new things, doing new, you know, try listening to an audiobook, try reading in a park. You can also substitute 20 minutes of reading in all ages. They're a little bit different, but
no, the pitcher in this game is none other than Sparkles, the library's unicorn. And you brought Sparkles along with a bat and a ball, representing, I'm sure, and the bat's here and the ball's there. And what are these characters? Is that, do you have a watermelon, a slice of watermelon?
Yeah, it's a watermelon with bubble gum, of course, because he's playing baseball and they like to, you know,
gum. I think that's Rich right there. That'll be Rich. I will perhaps be the animal that's, what's the catcher? Is that a squirrel?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yes. Maybe I'll be that one. I got to wear a mask.
A big fan of the hot dog because he's cheering.
I was going to say a hot dog, but
I think the hot dog has been my favorite all along. He's just really happy, and he's got his little number one mitt on. So there's just a lot of fun. The little librarian owl is pretty cute. It's got a mohawk. So it's the whole idea of this is just to get people excited about reading this summer, kind of challenge you to maybe do it a little bit differently, gamify it for people to form good reading habits at any age. And by including adults, of course, adults like to have fun, and we can model good reading habits for youth. They see adults reading too.
All right.
So
it's all good.
Reasons to do it. But I challenge the station to compete and win. You can win fabulous prizes.
All right.
As you run the bases, you collect these buttons. You get a free book at second base. And you get all the way around. You can run the bases all summer long and enter to win. You get a new raffle ticket at every time you kind of run.
So you can circle those bases as many times as you can over the course of the summer?
You can.
Oh, boy.
You
it's keep, not just you
don't,
a
you don't get the
thing.
Keep getting buttons because it's the same four buttons. I don't know how many buttons you actually need, but you keep getting raffle entries. So that's a kind of entice people who tend to finish things very quickly to keep you going all summer. So keep on reading. There's no reason to stop.
No reason to stop at all. And they you just go to the library, I would imagine, at the desk there. Do they have information?
And, any desk. You can sign up. Since we're signing up all ages, you can go online and sign up. But if you want the cool game board, you want to come in and pick that up. And then we'll have it at a lot of events. So we have multiple kickoffs, because a summer reading program this big cannot be contained into one kickoff event.
Oh, no.
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 You need at least three or four kickoffs.
So let's have it. Let's get a list, man. We got to go to the kickoffs.
Thursday, June 8th at 6 o'clock, summer reading kickoff with Justin Roberts in Way Park.
All right.
Oh, Justin is a longtime favorite guest of us during our summer reading, summer concerts. So he'll be performing Thursday, June 8th at 6 o'clock. All of this is on our website if you're not writing this down.
All right.
If you're in the car, don't, you know, run off the road. So then we have the worm races, the traditional worm races kickoff in Bridge Square. This is one of my favorite things. This is Friday, June 9th at 3:30. Next to the tiny horses and the unicorn, worm races is so fantastic. So Ziggy's has been training these athlete worms all spring, and they are in fine shape. They will wriggle unpredictably, and it gets surprisingly competitive and tense when you, because worms, you know, the way they move, they kind of inch forward and back. And so as they all, the kids put their worms in the middle of the targets. Graphic Mailbox made these cool targets for us. We've got a whole bunch of them. We line them up in Bridge Square, and the kids dump their worms in the middle, and the worms all shoot for the edges. But they,
now, are these like inchworms, or are they earthworms, like nightcrawlers?
Nightcrawlers,
or? Okay.
I think that's what they've got for the, yeah, for the fishing, right?
Wow.
Like, yeah. And
how do you get yours to run faster? Do you like pour salt on it or something?
They're
or
really motivated to move.
With a hook?
I don't, they don't seem to need a lot of motivation.
Okay.
I've never seen one just sit still. They all move in a direction and they usually move away from the center. It's really interesting. So like the kids have to watch to keep track of which is their worm.
Uh-huh.
And then the winning worms will compete, I think, in some kind of, matchup at the end of, it's just, it's amazing. It's surprisingly tense and competitive, and I invite everybody to come and watch this. It is a
spectacular
event.
Tense and competitive.
We're so stoked to partner with Ziggy's on this and providing these.
What's the date on that?
That is Friday, June 9th at 3:30.
A week from today. Okay.
Yes. And then we also have the Dundas Dukes game on June 18th. And if you want to see Sparkles the Unicorn live and in person, Sparkles will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch
all
at the Dundas
right.
Dukes game at Memorial Field on June 18th. We'll be there at 1 o'clock with the bookmobile. The game starts at 2.
And Sparkles will be encouraging everyone to run the bases. Read and run the bases.
That's right.
Wonderful.
So Sparkles can sign sign baseball, sign you up for summer reading, whatever you need. Sparkles
and is that June? That would be a Sunday?
That's a Sunday game.
Yeah, usually play at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So
yep.
Don't miss that one. Be
that
there or be square.
Awesome. So bookmobile reading day at the ballpark. It's really fun.
Fun.
Yes. And we now also have our summer concert series coming up, which kicks off on June 14th. So we've done Books and Stars for years and years. We went through a little bit of a rebranding on that last year because, as I think the series had kind of grown up with the youth who'd grown up with it, it really became more of an all-ages concert series. So it's free summer concerts in the parks. Way Park, we're holding them all in Way Park this summer. They're all free, all 6 o'clock. The bookmobile gets there at 5:30, and there's a story time beforehand for the kids. The Red Chair Project will be there with the chairs to offer folks a seat. And so it's just a really fun community event, but we have a great lineup. Salsa del Sol, Val Sun, Roe Family Singers, Mark Joseph, Red Hot Django Peppers, Patchouli, and Tara Guitara, Cash and Carry, and the Rich Lewis Band.
Oh, fun. So, man, you got a good lineup there. And that's every Wednesday at Way Park?
Every Wednesday at 6 in Way Park, starting June 14th through August 2nd.
Okay. So for 6-8 weeks or so.
And that is a partnership with Community Ed.
Perfect. Once again, Natalie Draper is with us. She is the Director of Library Services for the City of Northfield, a.k.a. Northfield's chief librarian. We're talking about the Summer Reads program, our reading program for not only youth, but for adults as well. That's in the summertime. What else do we have going on at the library this month?
Well, of course, we're going to be at Pride in the Park tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about that. We'll be there with the book bike. I'll be there with showing off some of the library's equipment. Mm-hmm. I thought about doing a little like demonstration of some kind for people who wanted to stop by at Visible Mending and Clothing Alterations, and it seemed like an interesting space to try that. So,
okay.
So yeah, so at Pride, come by and see the sewing. You check out a sewing machine. You can talk to me about that. How to alter your clothes to have them reflect your identity and make you feel good in your clothing. So it's something that I like to do. And so I'll be there kind of talking to folks about that, but we're always, you know, a big part of Pride and the park, and we're excited to see it kind of grow up into this community event.
Yeah.
And to keep being a big part of it.
And KYMN will be broadcasting that. Rich and Danny are going to be out there between noon and 1 o'clock. And we'll be talking to probably a lot of different people who are involved with it from various aspects of life. So good stuff. Looking forward to it.
Wonderful community event. I'm kicking off a really busy summer in Northfield. So it's super exciting.
All right. Anything else you'd like to pass along to us, Natalie?
Just remind everybody to sign up for summer reading starting on Monday. Can't wait to see you at the library all summer long.
Cool stuff. Yes. All right. Thank you so much.